Good morning, Lord. Do we have any prayer requests this morning? Sisters throughout the world, and the ones that have seen your light and heard your word and have also strayed away. Continue to keep all of our own children that have departed and don't see what we see and hear what we understand. Give us the patience to understand, to teach them and try to stay diligent with them. Continue to help these boys here to understand and to grow, as well as me and myself. Give us a good word today, and just look after each and every one. In your Son's name, in Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Where are we today? Job 22. Then Job answered and said, "Even to the day is the complaint bitter. My strength is heaven parted, and that my gun. Oh, that I knew that I might find him, that I might come even to see to his feet. I would order my case before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know the words of which he would answer me and understand that what he would say unto me. Will I plead against his great power? No, but he would put strength in me. There is righteousness. Righteous might dispute with him, so should I be delivered forever from my judges. Behold, I go forth, but he is not there, and backwards, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand, where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hidden himself on the right hand that I cannot see him. But he knew the way that I had taken when he had tried me. I shall go forth as gold. My foot held his steps in his way. Have I kept and not declared? Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. But he is the in one mind, and who can turn him? And what his soul deceives, ever that he would doubt. For performing the things that he appoints for me, and many such things are with him. Therefore, I tremble at the proceeds when I consider I am afraid of him. For God maketh my heart soft, and the almighty trouble tribute me, because I was not cut off before the darkness, neither had I become darkness from his face. And several points I'd like to bring up, such as in 20, in verse 6. He pleaded against me with his great power, but no. But he would put strength upon me. Spirit was trusting in his strength, not his weaknesses, for his devotions to the Lord. He's not sitting here, he's not worried that his body is not, is falling apart and saying, oh, woe is me. He's relying on his strength in the Lord, and he's turning around and putting that above his own simple weaknesses. As well as, behold, I go forth, but he is not there and backward, but I cannot perceive him. I mean, we sit here and we pray to God. We don't actually physically see him, but we physically know that he's there. We believe that God is there, and all our prayers will be answered. So doesn't Job. He does the same thing as well. He doesn't sit there and say, oh, I don't see him, so he can't be. He actually prays and knows that the Lord is there and will answer and take care of him. As well as, on the left hand, therefore, do I work, but cannot withhold him. He hitteth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. But I know that I will take him when he hath tried me. I shall come forth as gold. My foot hath held his step. His way may I keep in diligence. He's continuously repeating himself, saying that he believes in God and that his personal discipline is not a problem. He's done nothing wrong. And he still has strong faith and to look forward to the Lord as we should. And no matter what comes our way, whatever happens, we always believe that God is a good Father and takes care of us. And it keeps on teaching us with what we need. Do we have any questions? What was your verse of Colossians?
Find his teaching of Jesus and put it in practice.
Okay. I'd like to do something a little bit different so that all of the brothers and sisters can hear. I'd like each one of you to step right here in front and then speak towards the brothers and sisters so that they can hear you nice and loud. So that's what we'll go ahead and start with you, and we'll just go on around that. As soon as say it, we'll turn it to you.
First commandment. The second is like commandment is this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these.
For next week, I'd like you to look up verses for people that in the Bible that have great faith for God or for Jesus. For instance, Matthew 28:28. It's about the soldier and Jesus. Now when Jesus had entered the city, a centurion came to him, pleading with him, saying, "Lord, my servant is laying at home paralyzed, dreadfully tormented." And Jesus said to him, "I will come and heal him." And the centurion answered and said, "Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word, and my servant will be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes. And I say to another, 'Come,' and he comes. And my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed him, "Assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith that even in Israel." And I say to you that many will come from east and west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. This is the type of a verse of faith. The centurion turned around and believed that Christ could heal his servant even without being there. And then he got done. He did do so. He healed his servant that very hour. That's the type of verses I'd like you to look at. Okay, what? Good to see
you. Boy, the big point passed on first.
On verses of people that turned away from God or and what made them turn away.
Boy.
Matthew 26, 14 through 16 and 27 through. Then one of the 12 called Judas Iscariot went unto the chief priests and said unto him, what will ye give me, and I will deliver him unto you? And they consented unto him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he had been condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and those. So he was turned away from God by his want for money.
2 Chronicles 20:35. 2 Chronicles 20:35-37. And after this, the Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, put on himself with the king of Israel. He did very wickedly. And he joined himself with him to make shift to go to Tarshish. And then made shift to Ezion and Gaber. And Eleazar, the son of Zeruiah, of Merishah, prophesied against Jehoshaphat, saying, because thou hast joined thyself with Ahaziah, the Lord of the Lord, the ships were broken and were not able to go to Tarshish.
2 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 10. For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and departed unto Thessalonica.
1 Corinthians 15:33.
Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. At 1 Samuel chapter 15, where Samuel was supposed to destroy, or Saul was supposed to destroy. Okay. They said the bed at this time. We were rejected.
1 Kings 11:4. And it came to pass when Solomon was old and his wives turned his heart away from God, other gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, and his heart of his Savior God.
On 1 Kings 12, where Rehoboam became king of Israel, and the people came unto him and asked him to make their yoke lighter that his father had made previous to him, and he forsook the counsel of the old men and went up to young men to screw up with him, and they told him to make it harder for him. The people rebelled again at the house of David. At
1 Samuel 15 and Paul disobeyed and lost the kingdom. We supposed to show the Lord God.
Mark 10:17-22. And when he had gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother." And he answered and said unto him, "Master, all these things have I observed from my youth." And Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, "One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, and sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, and take up the cross, and follow me." But he was glad at his name, and went his way grieved, for he had great possessions. He was turned away from his money.
In Numbers 25, the Israelites got drawn away by the people of Moab, and began to worship Baal. Judges 3, verses 5 and 7, the Israelites got deceived by the people around them. Thus the children of Israel dwelt among the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hittites, the Jebusites. They took their daughters to be their wives and gave their daughters to be to their sons, and to serve their gods. And
Act 5, Ananias, love the money, put his life to the Holy Ghost without him. He was always possessed before, so he died right there just because he loved a little bit of money.